Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Coffee Chat with Dr. Jane. Hope you're enjoying this beautiful Thursday morning. Wonderfully carved out cup. This is etched with the show's logo from an incredible follower that sent me a set of four of these. So they're really beautiful. Love that. Just that's the show, that heartbeat, that electrical current going through the heart, which is what enables it to beat, among other things. Pressure sensors and the marriage of electricity and chemistry, chemicals, the interdependence. So I want to share a little bit with you on the issue of this medical body area network, this notion, the wireless body area network, this notion that the government entities, whoever, whatever they are, when I say you have no government, I mean you don't have a legitimate government, you don't have a real government. You have something that finalized the takeover of the United States in 2020, in my view. There are all kinds of demarcation marks, but the point is, the understanding we have, you know, each day that goes by, that grows, relative to the degree of evil that we're really seeing in what's being done to the world, to the earth, to humanity, it just has no bounds. And so in preface, I think in preparation for the show, the second part of the two-part interview with Todd Callender that will air tomorrow night, it's a whole different topic from the one we discussed in the show last night. That was about the World Health Organization, International Health, the treaty. It's going down. And so the fact that we've already been in a declared medical martial law. Yeah, you're not locked down and you're not, you know, being approached by police officers in your neighborhood when you come out of your house and all that scary stuff, a lot of which many of us witnessed and lived through in 2020, especially in the state of Virginia, where I was at the time. You don't have that, but make no mistake, everything's in place. It's just a matter of turning the switch, making the comment on the news. It's all in place. It's been, you know, legalized. So that was the focus last night. But lots of great recommendations and ideas from Todd, you know, more in the second half of that presentation last night. It's not all doom and gloom, but there's a lot you can and should be doing. You should be thinking about it now. You should be doing all the things we've been recommending. So I leave you to that. But there's so much to discuss with Todd that we pre-planned it. He agreed that we would. I didn't really stop him. That's why it's a little choppy. You know, I didn't say, okay, we're gonna take a break now and do it all formally like I normally try to do, just to keep the show organized. I just wanted him to do his thing, and he did. And you know, created a break in there and then divided it, the time we had together, into two shows because it was so much. And it's a lot to grasp. So tomorrow night's show is part two. And it takes some of the work that Sabrina Wallace has discussed, that Lisa McGee has discussed on the show, that Hope and Tavon have done an amazing job. They did a great presentation at Vax Choice. I've invited them to the Dr. Jane Ruby show coming up soon. They graciously accepted. We're going to coordinate that. But this whole notion of, you know, medical body area network and wireless body area network, I want to prepare you for the show tomorrow. And I don't normally do this, but I think it's important that we talk about some basic pieces and some basic principles. And in small part also, in addition to preparing you so that you have a wider open mind and you can grasp the evidence that Todd is presenting in tomorrow night's show, I want to put a stop to a little bit of a little groundswell of ankle biters that are out there there's this theme. There are people that are putting out Sabrina Wallace's work. This is great. But referencing me and other people in my position, meaning that have a voice, I think it's a modest voice, I'm grateful for it, but that have a voice and that are really trying to use it to break this down, to understand it, to get it to you, to get you to see how serious some of these things are, and because that will inform how you will prepare as it ramps up and they encroach on us more and more. But something's gone off the rails a little bit, and so this is why I want to lay a foundation. What's gone off the rails is some of these people, and I'm not going to give them any visibility or oxygen. They're out there in different platforms where they can eke out, you know, the good work they're doing is showing Sabrina's stuff, but there's an arrogance around it. Why aren't you talking about it more? And you must be suppressing. Okay, I'm not an expert in that area. I'm doing my best to bring it out. I see people like my former SPN colleague, Maria Z. She's now independent like I am. She's out there trying to get it out. And she rightfully, you know, she expressed it really well the other day. You know, most of us everyday people don't understand the stuff. So we've got to break it down, got to digest it. And then as we come along and try to bring it to you as well. So these people are turning on some of us. You're not getting it out right, or you're not getting enough of it out. Well, hey, slow your roll. You slow your roll. You build your following. You do your own thing, okay? It's just getting out of hand. So here's the more important piece of this. You're gonna see tomorrow night as an extension of what Lisa McGee laid out on my show, and we need to have her back to break it down further. I urge you to watch the interview with Lisa McGee. It was about maybe two to three weeks ago, somewhere in there. Critical. I urge you to watch Sabrina's work. I'm really grateful that she is going to go independent on Rumble and ignite her pre-existing Rumble account and put her own stuff out. She doesn't need, you know, other people putting it out and editorializing it and then chastising the rest of us because we're not up to their standards. Sabrina, bring your own work out. You know, it's necessary, and you want it to be clean of anybody else's bias. So Todd is going to talk about, he's going to show you, he's not going to talk about the technical aspects that Sabrina and Lisa McGee lay out, and others, they're not the only ones, but they are leaders in this. He's going to show you the evidence. He's going to show you when you say the government is harvesting energy from my body like a battery, like I'm a battery. Oh, that's absurd. No, he's going to lay out how that is being done and how real that is. But here's one thing that none of them do. None of them. All due respect, you assume that the general public understands the foundation upon which the government can do this, the foundation upon which anybody can harvest. I don't even put it in quotes. It's actually harvest. Draw off energy from you. You're like, wow, that sounds a little far-fetched, Dr. Jane. It does until you understand basic neurophysiology. Neurophysiology, okay? There is the structure of something, which is important because that informs the function of it. So, and then there's the bio, life, electricity, chemical function of it. Neuro, of your neurology, your neurosystem, your nerves, your brain, your spinal cord, and your peripheral, all the nerves out, okay? Your neurophysiology, the function, the bio, life, chemical, electrical, function. And so some of these people are getting frustrated. Gotta get it out. Why aren't anybody get? You haven't done, you know what? You owe the public, we all owe the public, a good foundation. That's where I come in. That's where I've really made my mark. That's where most of you, what most of you depend on. The truth in medicine moniker is educating, not throwing complicated shit at people and then getting mad at them because they aren't getting it, okay? So in all fairness to the general public, I want you to understand something, and I think I'm gonna do a show on it. And it's just the way things come up in this whole situation, because in an ideal situation, I would have loved to have done a show like a part one and part two, not to give you a neurology lesson, advanced neurology, which is what we studied in order to become practitioners. And remember, I am a neuroscientist. I worked on the teams that launched a number of neuro drugs, cognition, dementia, all kinds of dementia, vascular dementia, Alzheimer's dementia, okay? I won't rename the names of the drugs, but they're for dementias and cognitive deficits and those kinds of things. It took me years to understand neurocircuitry. It took me years to understand, to learn and understand that when your neurons, those are your cells, your neuro cells, they're lined up. They have to communicate with each other. How do you think they do it? Send an email? I'm being sarcastic. They do it through electrical signaling. So there's been a disservice to the American public by throwing out the wireless body area network and all these digital, and it's inside your body is nano, and it's outside, and it's harvesting, and it's not only surveilling you, but it's sucking off your energy. And you need to understand the basis upon which that is real. So I want to share a few things now, and then, as I said, sorry for the the lack of congruity. But you're going to see the show tomorrow night. He's going to lay out the evidence. I'm going to give you a little primer now of just things to look up and understand. And then I will do a dedicated show, maybe in a part one or part two, on how this is happening. What is it about the body that is electrochemical? You're thinking, Dr. Jane, I don't have electricity. Do you ever have an EKG? Like, even if you don't have a cardiac condition, maybe for a job, new job, physical, you had an EKG, you had the leads on your chest and on your wrists and on your ankles. And what do you think it's measuring? It's measuring electricity. Where do you think the electricity is coming from? Your body's not plugged into anything, right? Your body's generating it. It has to. It runs on electricity. Why do you think you're 75% water? I mean, that's a gross oversimplification. But you need an understanding of the basic premise of how the body functions with regard to electrochemical circuitry. Gosh, I'm actually an electrical being? Most definitely. Most definitely. And it's why I've talked about the earthing grounding mats. People say, well, I could just go outside and stand there. Yeah, because you if you do, it's just the beauty of the earth. You know, God, just electrical thunderstorms, it recharges the negative ions. But when you stand on the earth, whether it's on a beach, your grass, you are getting those negative ions, and it's healing. You don't always have access. It's an asphalt jungle. You don't have time. I don't know about you, but I don't have time to go out and stand on my grass somewhere in the neighborhood, maybe out by the road where it's not covered in asphalt or concrete, and stand there for 8 hours. But I can sleep on a mat that is a replica of that. I'm just saying, these are things you need to look into and make those connections. So getting back to the body, you need an understanding of this. So your nerve cells actually create energy. They create electricity. You can measure the voltage. That's what an electrocardiogram does. That's what the EKG leads are picking up. It's just an incredible design. It's an incredible world. I want to bow down to God every time I read about it, study it, think about it. Your body has trillions of cells. Those cells need energy to function. Without getting into the depth of it now, each cell has machinery, the ability to create energy so that your cells can function and the larger part of you, the larger mechanism, can move, can think, can balance, can catch yourself, all the intricate things you do. Each cell produces energy, and it's been said, and I'm going to get the references and put them out in the show with the visuals, that the human body contains 3.5 trillion volts of electricity. Now, if you wrap your head around that for a moment, you start to understand that it's not super crazy, not so remotely out there, that you are generating electricity the whole time, always. What an incredible design by God. So why can't that be harvested? According to the evidence that Todd will lay out for you tomorrow night, it can, and it is. For me, some of the dots still need to be connected. The connection to the 5G towers, I have talked to linesmen and experts that say this is way more power than you need for cell phones. So we already know there's something nefarious. The exact connections, there are theories, there are patents out there, things we can look at, but remember, patents are an important piece of the evidentiary trail, but they're not always evidence of manifestation. In other words, they didn't execute the patent. But they could have, and they've got something to base that patent on. So, every one of your cells generates electricity. If you were an evil, satanic son of a bitch, you would say, I want to suck off as much energy from human beings as I can. I can power underground systems. I can power remote things. And they keep all this from us because we would say, well, we deserve compensation. First of all, let's back up before the compensation. We deserve fully informed ability to consent or hold back our consent. But this is happening without our knowledge, without our consent, and many people have unveiled the evidence of this. Your neurons are individual nerve cells. They communicate across synapses. In between the connections is a space. It's a chemical soup. It's the synapse. I don't want to get too technical now. I'm going to do that in the show dedicated to this. But it is the marriage of chemicals that and electrical currents. The heart itself is the best example. The QRS complex is the best example. It is a combination of release of energy, a reconsolidation and recharging, and then a smaller release of energy. Now the big release of energy, this one up here, that's your left ventricle. Depolarizing, boom, and contracting because of that motion. It's the left side of the heart. It's what is responsible for getting blood out to the rest of the periphery. So it's bigger, it's stronger, it's tougher, it's got bigger signals. The repolarization, okay, and then the next discharge is the atria, the two upper chambers, because they only have to get blood down into the ventricles below them. It's got to go like this far. Doesn't need a lot of power. But the point is, that whole, this whole system is electrochemical. Not to mention the fact that there are probably billions of sensors. That might be an overstatement. Maybe hundreds of millions, maybe a billion or two. I don't know what it is, but huge numbers of sensors, biosensor. You already have. God already made you with biosensors. You don't believe me? Trust me, cardiac nurse practitioner. Had to understand everything about the function of the heart, the biochemical and structural parts of the heart. There are sensors that are measuring pressure in every part of that heart, and this is part of it. And if it measures low oxygen, low pressure, it'll make you, it'll tell the nodes to pick up the pace, to beat faster, because you got to get more oxygen out to the rest of the body too, and to the heart muscle. The heart supplies itself with its own oxygen carrying blood, right? It's called that's cardiac circulation. Those are the arteries that wrap around the heart that are the ones that are bypassed or repaired or whatever they're doing when they do a bypass graft, when you start to lose cardiac function. This is all an electrical operation. You are electrical. This is how neurons communicate with each other. And even learning, this is really fascinating. I will go into it in a little more detail in the show, but even learning, how do I learn? How do I, like, what, if you, when you cut open my brain and you see file cabinets? There are chemical file cabinets. It's very fascinating. What happens is, every time you learn something new, your synapses tighten and strengthen. I don't even know how that conjures up the visual image of what you're trying to remember, the name you just tried to recall. But cognition and learning is one of the most fascinating creations of God I can fathom, to be honest with you. This is why PTSD, they can see the memory so vividly, and it's so disturbing, because they've ruminated over it. And in their REM sleep, they've consolidated it over and over and over again. And it's too clear. It's just too real. But in the good side of learning, I used to tell my students, you want to learn something and really hold on to it, you know, not just for that test in a few days, but for life, to be an expert in something, expose your brain to it in many different ways. Take notes in class, tape the class, go home and listen to the tape, and while you're looking at your notes, you'll be surprised at how many mistakes you make. But consolidate, strengthen. Every time you expose your brain to that information, your synapses tighten, 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 and you got it. So we are on so many levels. 3.5 trillion volts of energy. Just saying, think about the days when you don't feel good, or you're sick, or you're tired. Can't explain it. Maybe you've been zapped, I don't know. But we're gonna get a little bit more into this, like we're going to continue exploring the parasite threats and story and realities. Lots more coming on that. But I just wanted to share with you, I think there's been a gross disservice to the public when you bring out all this high-tech stuff and you don't take the time to give people the foundation upon which this evidence rests. And that's what I'm going to encourage those experts in the body area network work to focus on and help the public. So guys, have a wonderful Thursday. Can't wait till you see Todd's show tomorrow. It is mind-bending and mind-blowing. And I thank you so much for the great support. I read as many of your comments as possible, especially on Rumble. I appreciate the great support. Those of you that see the effort, that understand, and that don't take any crap from these ankle biters that are trying to mischaracterize me. Who are they really if they're doing that? I've been consistent for 4 years. I don't have to defend that. So stay alert, because there's going to be a lot more of that kind of attack and propaganda. But again, I call them ankle biters for a reason, because they're irrelevant. They're temporarily annoying, and I want you to be as empowered as possible with this information. So. Great love. Thank you so much for everything you all do to keep me going on the air. Have a great day, everybody.
Do you know what my savings secret is? Well, I discovered how gold acts as a hedge during unprecedented economic times. I also learned how important it is to diversify my retirement savings, and there's a great way to do it. But you need the education to be a smart consumer of physical gold and silver. When you contact my partners at Augusta Precious Metals, the first thing they will do is set you up with a free personal webinar. Do you know what a spread is and how it can save you or cost you a lot of money in the long run? I didn't, but I surely understood the gold and silver investment process as well as the spread at the end of my 30-minute webinar. You won't even talk to a sales professional until you've met with a qualified education trainer to help you understand how gold and silver transactions work. Augusta Precious Metals has a 10-step buying system, and your brief 30-minute webinar will prepare you to decide, first of all, if gold and silver is right for you. What's the right amount or portion of your retirement savings that you should put into the metals? And they have a great aftercare department, so expect a long-term relationship. Call Augusta today at 888-836-1890 or click on the link below to schedule your free webinar today.